Oh my gosh. So thank you so much for coming on to Tea Fanny Tuesday's Catfish, the Wizard,
Hey,
aka Slim,
it's me.
aka Fu Manchu,
Yep.
aka really, really dope breakdancer, aka Guru, aka Curator of Good Vibes. I could go on.
Appreciate you.
I feel like I still missed a name though. There's Catfish the Wizard, there's Slim, Fu Manchu, oh, and Kevin, of course. Yeah,
Correct.
yeah. I keep forgetting about that one. I don't know why.
My human name.
Your human name. The same, but playing the game, we wanna be fame, manifest what we want until it's played. Then I can mold and hold what we know and throw it to the next generation to grow. I know that I've asked you this before, but for the radio, where did all of the like questing and wizardry and everything came from? Because your name is Catfish the Wizard. We call your spaceship the Wizard's Palace.
Yeah.
So where did all of that concept come from?
I'm a huge nerd, so
Oh, really?
mostly from that. I love games, and I've learned that playing is the best way to build relationships, and is also the best way to learn. And because my main quest is like the relationship with myself. All of the games that I've ever played, if I apply them to my life, can kind of teach me a little something something about how to play the game of life.
So interesting, because the game that you made me play taught me so much about myself.
Hey.
Was like, oh man, I went home and bought it and played it by myself after.
You got to get the games in.
Yeah, that was the first game that I bought like on a computer, but it was I have to do it. Now I need to get the controller like how you do, because you have like the dope. Is it a PlayStation controller you have?
It's modeled off of a Super Nintendo controller, but it's a little bit, has some extra buttons.
Oh, so it's not even like it's an actual like gaming computer controller.
Yeah, like you can
I have so
grab
much to
stuff.
learn.
Huh?
So much to learn. You also have the like coolest mouse that I've ever seen of life.
Hey.
Jeez. How long have you been breakdancing?
I think 2009.
Wow. And you teach now, right?
Yeah, I
You're
do teach many different things. I've taught breaking, I've taught some basic rap stuff, poetry, beat production, DJing, and
Oh my
I mean
gosh,
relationship dynamics.
I didn't
Yeah.
even know all of this. What? You're like, so I call you a guru, but you're like actually a guru.
I mean, I would never say that, but
That's too
what is a
obvious
guru even?
for you. To me, because I make my own definitions, a guru to me means that you know a lot about one subject, or like maybe more than one subject. It doesn't mean that you know a lot about everything. But you're so well versed in like what you're focused on that people come to you in that subject. So it could be like you said, making beats, dancing, rapping. You're a guru of those things to me because you can now transverse it into a language to teach other people. Like you know it well enough to teach other people, which I think is difficult sometimes. It's not always easy to teach people.
This is true.
Right? Oh my gosh, this might be, it's okay, you don't have to answer, but was there anybody that you ever taught that you were just like, nah, you're like not, maybe this isn't your thing and you're unteachable? Or is everybody just like, you could do anything you want to do?
I think people that want to be taught receive it a lot differently than people that don't want to be taught.
Ooh, that's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, 100%. I love that. Let's get into some music. First up, we have Movi and Lights with We Had the Time of Our Lives Together. And then after that, we have Last One by Savannah Rae and Dylan Sinclair. Now, I had the joy of sneaking into a party in Toronto when I was out there in February, and watching Dylan Sinclair perform was just. Whoa, I had not heard of him before, So I love experiencing new artists for the first time live too. And oh my gosh, just infatuated. So I have to let you guys know about him as well. But first up, we have Movi and Lights with We Had the Time of Our Lives.
And you wake up, you're gone, whatever. You don't pay me no mind. Take a piece of my heart forever. And you don't say goodbye. I lie when I say I'm happy. Yeah, I lie all the time. Don't treat me like I'm an enemy. Why you got me all gone? I love you so much, I hate you. Don't hate you, I miss you. I don't miss you, I want to. So much, you know it's true. Don't hate you, I miss you. I don't miss you, I want to. We had the time of our lives together. We had the time of our lives. We had the time of our lives together. We had the time of our lives. We had the time of our lives together. We had the time of our lives. We had the time of our lives together. We had the time of our lives.
Photograph, I'm giving you a heart attack. Suddenly your line is black. You're saying you're over that. Back then you wanted it bad. Back when I mumbled it bad. Back when I thought I was mad. But really, I was just sad. Really, I just had it. I love you so much, I hate you. Don't hate you, I miss you. I don't miss you, I want to. I don't want to, I need you. I love you so much, you know it's true. Don't miss you, I miss you. I don't miss you, I want to. Up and no one above you.
We had the time of our lives together. We had the time of our lives. We had the time of our lives together. We had the time of our lives. We had the time of our lives together. We had the time of our lives. We had the time of our lives together. We had the time of our lives. Only when it's raining, only when it's pouring, only when it's pouring, only when I'm calling, only when I'm lonely, only when it's raining, only when it's pouring, only when it's pouring, only when I'm calling, only when I'm lonely. We have the time of our lives, but what if you decide to go yourself?
Fire fight away, you putting them flames out in kerosene, babe. It's good to be picky, stingy with that cookie, stingy with that kept it warm for me. Had a couple suitors, had a couple looters. I ain't taking up for them, gotta step them shoes up. Big stepper, stepper, ay. Love letter. Something by you feels so brand new. Ooh, climbing your world. Love watching London fall down. Love nothing before matters no more. I'ma be the last one to love you now. Love you now.
She's a queen, she deserves it all. And I thought that I'd be best alone. She's self-made, she don't play. When we played, she came okay. I'm okay, knowing that I'm choosing you for the rest of my life. 401, I'm roots for you when I say alright. Right by your side.
Something by you.
Was there like ever a time when you have to come across like a whole class of kids that just like weren't into it? How do you?
Not a whole class. It's usually like a couple of the kids that aren't into it, or are just, it might not even be that they're not into it. Maybe they're too into it, where they're kind of trying to be like the center of attention, or
oh.
So it's kind of really based on the scenario and troubleshooting and trying to, yeah, figure out how to engage with all of the participants.
That would be so difficult. Like, I think I did one workshop with kids. I've done a few now. But I was very fortunate that there wasn't, like, anybody that was kind of, like, not wanting to participate. So I can't imagine having to work with the youth that's just, like...
Yeah, I usually just make it an option. Kids really don't want to be there. They can, like, just sit and chill and observe if they want.
Okay, that's good then. You're, like, really not forcing people. It's just, like, whatever. Which is such your vibe. That's like exactly you. Just it's whatever. Just go with the flow, Kev. I mean, Fu Manchu. I mean, Catfish.
I'm just gonna say, I find that negative emotions are a lot of times what create the negative elements in a relationship. So, as a teacher, if I'm making a student feel negative emotions, I'm actually hurting their relationship with what they're trying to learn. Versus just like letting it chill. You know, I don't have to build it up, but it doesn't have to like get worse necessarily.
When we first met, you had gotten a bunch of people together in the studio, or somebody had, I don't know who was responsible for getting everybody together, but everybody was at your studio. And that's where I met June's too, was your place. It's such like a healing vibe. I don't know how you get it to that point. Like,
not lucky, I guess.
Nah, it's not even like a real question because there's no real answer. Like, you did something to like make the vibe of that place like so, it just feels so safe. I just love being there. I tell everywhere I go, I'm like, Wizard's Palace, man, but I don't really try to invite you because I don't know you like that, but like, Wizard's Palace, man.
That's funny.
Like, appreciate it's exclusive. It. Let me get to know you first.
It is extension of my bedroom, so.
Yeah, this is very true.
You gotta know me.
Yeah, my bad. I forget about that part, that whole part. That's fine. If you like close the door, nobody will ever know.
Right?
It'll be fine. Wait, pause, rewind. You rap. Is there anywhere that people can hear you rapping besides coming to Cypher Club?
Oh my gosh. It's not something that I, you know, advertise or really practice that much, but Mondays,
mm-hmm.
Tribe is doing a night, Tribe Artist Society.
Yes, I've been trying to come out to that.
Yes, at the Arts Commons every Monday. I DJ often for them. And then if the mic, you know, happens to land in my hands, I'll give her a shot and try to get my reps in.
Ooh, because I did hear you rap once and I was so shocked. I was like, what? Yeah. He raps too? What don't you do? Yeah, you know what? I was going to start listing all the stuff that you do. But a better question would be like, what don't you do in the music industry? Because you're dancing, producing... rapping. I bet you can sing too. Can you sing?
No, not something. I mean, I'm sure I can sing. I can sing like.
Can you Drake it?
No.
You know, like a melody. You know, like a. Not like singing. It's like drinking.
Yeah, okay. Talking with swag.
Yeah. With like maybe a little tones here and there. Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh, I need to hear this. I can't wait for our next little session, our next jam session.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
OMG. Yeah, we are always exploring new things. I definitely always say that I can't sing, but I can Drake, you know? I can hold a little melody, a little thing here and there. All right, so time to get into some more music. I newly actually discovered this song. It's actually a couple years old. It's called Come Talk to Me by Rachel Geek and Nova Rockefeller. I was just immediately addicted to this song, and I was so upset that I hadn't heard it earlier. It's a very, very real song, as you'll be able to hear. And then right after that, we have I Want to Be Your Right Hand by Nemesis, which is another concert that I snuck into in Toronto in February and was just so flabbergasted at the fact that, oh my gosh, you're Canadian. Like, I love this. I love this. I love this. I mean, yeah, you'll see. This one's called I Want to Be Your Right Hand. So first up, we will have Come Talk to Me by Rachel Geek and Nova Rockefeller.
I'm not living, and I don't really know what voice to listen to, because none of this finish my head different, really giving me a choice. I'm not giving it, I'm not part of it. I don't really care how high you got to make your heart heartless. I was just strong so we could just argue about how we want nothing. My pain's the best, so let me get this off my flat chest. Let me get this out of my privilege, where my parents paid for all of my ish. And I had this vision, it was like lithium, but I took it too serious, like an idiot. Now I'm gone in oblivion, now I'm gone in oblivion. You had a nice condominium, nice that you didn't use a condom. Nice that you gave me so many drugs that I couldn't even take off my own armor. But you're the one that's honest, I'm the novice, you're the prophet, and I'm the product, and I'm the process that you wanted, and how ironic, and it's so bubonic. What's it like in that fucking office with a life that's so fucking polished?
You told me to look past my hell, but what do you want from me? Every time I ask myself, I answer honestly. I am not the light that you said goodbye. I am not the life that will pass you by. So maybe you should find yourself, then come talk to me. Come talk to me. Come talk to me.
This shit affects me every day, and I tell myself it's okay. Get out of bed, take a big breath, light a new match and pretend it's the same. It's an honor to have all this life that I claim, and I just want to change. Don't want to stay under the earth for the rest of my days. They say I am amazing, gone, flames blazing, and it's dynamite, and no small fry. Look at these eyes, I'm still alive. I will still fight until the day I die. Never goodbye, no ties, and I got all this time. Don't want to lie, don't want to waste, not finding the sky. Who knew that I'd make it through? I think I did, it's what I do. No noose in my bedroom, cause I will never lose, and I will choose to stay alive, even though I didn't want to. Yeah, no noose in my bedroom, cause I will never lose, and I will choose to stay alive, even though I didn't want to.
He told me to look past my
I should drink some water, confuse myself as another cup and feeling sweet.
Yes. Are you okay to talk about psilocybin?
Yeah.
Because sure. I tell everybody how cool it was that there was like 5 or 6 of us in the studio on the same shroom trip, and we created 3 songs.
Something like that.
I don't even know how. I remember when Rebecca was recording hers, right in the middle of like her recording, she's like, oh, here comes that wave.
Oh yeah.
So her verse is literally like on her, like zooming. And it was great. Great, great.
That's a lot of fun, a lot of tears, a lot of hilarious moments.
Yeah, there's always like emotions at your place. How often do you do that, but like, do you remember the first time that you decided to like do shrooms and do music?
It was more like shrooms and dancing the first time. Mm. And yes, I do remember. It was with the Jazzlib Collective, who's like a OG rap crew in Calgary. Nice. At a music festival.
Oh, called Trala. And was there like a bunch of you guys on shrooms, or were you just like, I'm gonna do this and go on stage?
Oh yeah, no, there was no stage. It was just, yeah, it was just my first time trying it with the homies, and I didn't really know what to expect. And like, looking back, I'm not sure if it was like the best entry. nothing bad happened, so.
But also nothing extraordinary.
Oh, some extraordinary things happened, for sure.
Like what? Did you come up with a new dance move?
Yeah, actually, kind of.
What?
It was, yeah, I feel like, well, looking back, I feel like it's easier to kind of explain or wrap my head around what was happening. But in the moment, I just felt like, I don't know, like I had superpowers in a way. Like I felt like I could move faster. I had more energy. My flexibility was like somehow better. The only thing, it was like my balance was not better. I was like very off balance, very like wobbly. But my connection to the music was like very crazy as well. So it was kind of like this relearning of how to use my body with extra speed and flexibility. But in some ways it kind of like messed me up, where I'd overshoot a lot of things, but then I kind of have to just go with it. And because I've never done that kind of thing, it would show me just like a new way of moving when I like embraced it. And I just felt like I was able to like do things I've never done before. But then after the fact, just kind of knowing like, oh wow, all of that was just like in there.
Mm-hmm. And it's like unlocked. It's not like you did it on shrooms and now you can't access it. Like it's unlocked.
Kind of. I mean, I don't know if I could ever access that exactly. There were some things I did that like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the moment and it's freestyle. So if it was like a combination of movements, I probably like, not say that they're not in there, or like maybe I've done them again in practice or something, but like, yeah, it was just different.
That's interesting. I haven't had like a, as far as like writing goes, I haven't had any kind of profound or anything, because I feel like it's harder for me to write on shrooms. Like the verses that I came up with were like literally what was happening in the moment, because I couldn't think of anything to write. Like that's why I think I mentioned like LaVar in there and Seku, because I was just like, I don't know what to write about. I write about my surroundings and it works out sometimes, but yeah. There's definitely no profound lyrics in there when I'm on shrooms. There's no like
yeah, I mean, it might be different words.
It could be quite, it could be different.
Yeah, if you maybe just try like putting yourself in a different context, like if you were writing like in a different zone where you're, maybe your eyes are closed, so then your environment disappears and now it's more of like,
oh, that sounds so scary,
you know.
Holding your eyes on shrooms, never. I don't want to know what's inside there.
I mean, maybe. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Not gonna lie.
I mean, I do have a blindfold, and I think I have some shrooms left at home. Maybe I'll do it. Yeah. And I'll literally, like, it's not about, like, the writing, but just to, I'm just curious what the experience is to have my eyes closed.
Oh, it's nervous. It's like meditating, but, like, with performance-enhancing drugs.
Jesus. I should learn to meditate better, then.
I feel like it can help you learn to meditate, honestly.
You could?
No, I think that doing shrooms could help you meditate.
Oh,
meditate.
See, I thought you were adding to your repertoire of things that you do.
I could give you some tips.
See? Everything. That's, you know the Whitney song, I'm Every Woman? It's like, you're every man, or everybody.
Really. Every wizard.
Yeah, you're every wizard. Okay, now we have to flip that and make that the remix. Like, that's just...
Okay.
You heard it here first, folks.
Here we go.
Yes, and since the recording of this interview, we actually have gone ahead and flipped the track and hear... No, I'm just joking. But I love the idea, and we definitely will do something like that, because that is epic. I am obsessed with Whitney Houston, so I'm down to flip anything of hers, obviously. So, I mean, because I kind of played a mean joke on you guys, if you thought for that split second you were going to get this amazing new Catfish T-Fanny Whitney Houston flip, I do have a wizard on deck for you. Witch Prophet, if you have not heard of her, ooh, you're welcome. You're welcome. This one is called Energy Vampire, and it's by Witch Prophet and Dylan Ponders. Right after that, we have my homegirl Miss Benzo's new track that she has with Plus. It's called Love's Addictive. So first up, we got Witch Prophet and Dylan Ponders with Energy Vampire.
I close my eyes. You still haunt my dreams. I try to hide. Don't wanna be seen. Under my bed, you stay creeping into my head. Like a monster under my bed, you stay creeping, yeah. Energy vampire, stay away. Stay away from me. Energy vampire, away. Stay away.
Fought a few demons in my dreams. They wanna bring me down, but I'm up on a high beam. They're telling me to swim, just so they can watch me drown. I'm breaking way down, trying to take in what I've seen. I sold my soul to myself, then the devil stole it. Then I went and met him in hell and fought him for it. Went and got it back, he said, listen to me. No matter what, I'ma come find you in your dreams. Told him, go for it. Locked and they try to stop him, but they can't stop him. I'm popping, so can I walk? And I am docking, they stalking. When I'm in Stockholm, they gon' be watching and marching. But when I got home, they tryna sell myself like auctions. And then I black out so I can pass out the back. Or they took the back roads, so now I'm in the front, I laugh. Now they tryna chase me when I'm in deep sleep, I'm maxed out. But when I wake up, I take the back out, I'm back out.
Energy vampire, stay away.
You slow down time. never rush. Me love how you slow down time. Me love how your waistline whine. Brace your feet, brace for mine. Tell them you're not work out. You're born with a shape and time. You're so sexy to see. You are sexy to me. Slow motion, it's like I'm on ecstasy. Use the ice cause I be warm touching my feet. Cool down, girl. One more girl you bring to me. My lifestyle back. She's stunning too. She looks like a prize and back. Are you truly know how to make me glad? You're cute when you submit. Assume the position. You have the softest lips, baby. Assume the position.
When I ride for you, yeah. Girl, you are mine, I'm designed for you,
okay.
Tell me what you want, so on with you. I could give you all night,
all right.
Yeah. You're so sexy to see,
I mean,
you are so sexy to me.
Tell me how you feel.
I can love you all my life, I will keep you satisfied.
Your love's addictive, yeah. I don't know how to explain myself. All me know is that your love's addictive. Your love's addictive. One more girl, you bring to me my lifestyle, but she's stunning too. She looks like a prize and bug. Are you truly know how to make me glad? You're cute when you submit. Now assume the position. You have the softest lips, baby. Assume the position.
When I ride for you,
yeah.
Girl, you are mine, I'm designed for you.
Okay.
Tell me what you want, so on with you. I could give you all night. You all my life, I will keep you satisfied.
I don't know how to explain myself. I mean, no, so your love's addictive. Your love's addictive. Yeah. I don't know how to explain myself. I mean, no, so your love's addictive. Your love's addictive. Love's addictive, yeah. I don't know how to explain myself. All they know is that your love's addictive. Your love's addictive, yeah. Your love's addictive. I don't know how to explain myself. Your love's addictive.
Oh my gosh. What else? Okay, so you're one of those super collaborative producers also. Can you tell me a bit about, I know that I've met a few of the wizards that you have around you all the time, but I find that like when you get opportunities, you're one of those people that share them also, which is really cool to see. Do you do that on purpose? Not that do you do that on purpose, but like, do you even realize that you're doing that, or are you just like a community, like what's mine is yours?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of a cheat code, and I think that if you're intentional about the people you're building with and collaborating with and essentially just surrounding yourself with, that's the best way to kind of level up and take your character somewhere or turn it into something. So for me, it's very much, you know, trying to figure out my expression, put it out there, but then see who's responding to what. And that's kind of where the collaboration side comes in, where, you know, I'll put myself out there, but then what you'll get back might be drama, or might be insecurity, or might be anxiety, or might be, you know, it might be magic, you know, or it might be like traumatic. So both are important, and both are actually great, because both will put you in a direction. right? One will bring you closer to kind of like, oh wow, this is what I'm about. These are my values. This is what I'm into because of that exchange. Or you'll know like, nope.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is definitely not. And, you know, the worse the trauma of the experience, the easier it is to kind of like just chop that out of your life. So it's kind of like, nope. It's out. It's easy. It's easy. Because sometimes letting go of things is actually very, very difficult.
Learning. Learning that. 100%. Yeah. It's like having to let other people do things for you is difficult, let alone, like, I know for me, like, sharing the stages is very easy, but when it comes to like letting people do stuff for me, that's like, sharing is not caring for me. I did.
Yeah, letting go be tough.
Yeah, it's tough. Ooh, is that a vape pen? Okay, just checking. It's like, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not a fan of them. I'm not judging. Nah. Okay, so tell me about my favorite day of the week.
Yeah, go on.
Social logic.
Hey.
Which I jump onto right after you listen to T-Fanny Tuesdays, of course.
It's our streaming portal. It honestly just kind of came from being locked down in a pandemic by yourself and then just being creative with how you can still exchange with people. So it's just a bunch of DJs exchanging music. We go 30 minutes each all night. And then, yeah, we host vibes for whatever creative things people might be doing. Some people dance, some people will rap along, some people will cook, some people will clean, some people will work, some people will work out, some people, you know, who knows what they're doing because the camera's off.
Yeah.
Time. So, yeah, and that's kind of the vibe. There's like certain hubs, I feel like, where in different cities, people will kind of gather to broadcast or to DJ. So B-Side Radio in Vancouver often has people there DJing through to the stream. My house here, the studio, is like the Calgary portal, but and then I feel like Halifax also has a little portal. So yeah.
Rocky. Yeah. Oh my gosh, so was it like a tour that you just finished basically?
just an East Side Quest.
East Side Quest. Okay, that's lit.
Yeah,
I love that. Like, having friends in different places really helps, especially now that COVID's done. You can just like, we can go anywhere, you know, and people aren't iffy about like sleeping in their places and stuff like that. And yeah, it's definitely getting better. But the fact that you created that through COVID, that was like really my salvation. And then you guys even do a New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah, a stream also, which is like vibes. And if you guys haven't heard of Social Logic, I just need to like really, really nail it down. You need to check it out because it's like, what did I call it? Like diving through SoundCloud on steroids. It's like remixes on remixes on remixes. And then you have some DJs who do like live beat pads while the beat's playing. And then you have new DJs that come on and they're just like, what? Like, how did you even have this in your repertoire? And then you have people that come and play music from their culture, which is lit. So you have like the Filipino music going, you have Latinx music going. I can't remember what was last name, but there was even like Indian music one night. I don't remember who was playing that. Somebody at your hub, I think. Yeah, it was just, it's so beautiful. So if you haven't heard of it, please, please go check it out. You can find it on the Social Logic Instagram, right? And there's like a link tree and then there's the Zoom link if you want to join the Zoom. Or if you don't want to be on camera, then I think you can just watch on Twitch, right?
Yeah, all the links are on sociallogic.ca.
Yeah, and Social Logic is spelled differently than I thought or something.
Yeah, it's all just one word. Social Logic.
Okay, got it. It's not Soka. Got it.
No.
Yeah, but you can wind your waist because the songs be lit.
Correct. You are correct.
Yeah, one day I'm going to DJ on there. It's one of my goals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one day.
Oh, that could be soon.
I don't know. Maybe like 6 months? Is that too far? Like,
yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah, right? That's not bad. Okay, so the other thing that I wanted to mention too is that you're just the curator of good vibes, man. You're Soul Circus.
Yeah.
So that's once a month, and you even do them, the Edmonton Wizards have theirs too, right? Treaty 6.
Yes, we've done it in Edmonton.
Yes. Are you branching out other cities now too? Or is it on the low? We won't tell anybody. I won't tell.
I'm open to it. It's more of just, yeah, kind of learning how to bring community together through music and dance. And obviously I have more connection to both of those things in Calgary. Edmonton, I feel like there's a healthy group of wizards out there that we're connected to. So that makes that a nice alternative portal. But
yes,
Vancouver, I think, would be sick. Toronto, even, or yes. Halifax, actually, now that I have unlocked East Side questing.
That would be insane. Because the beautiful thing about Soul Circus is, like, from both sides, if you're a dancer, you get to go to a party where you know that, like, other dope dancers are going to be at. And so there's, like, battles happening. There's just having fun on the dance floor, but there's a lot of, like, circles and you just get to see. And then there's the other side, which is, like, my side. I'm not really a dancer, but I just enjoy the arts. So to be able to go to a party and, like, yeah, I'm dancing along, but, like, I'm mainly a spectator just watching this, like, beautiful show. Like, the whole dance floor is full of dancers. It's just beautiful. And then the non-dancers were on the outskirts on the walls, you know? It's lit. I love it so much. Sometimes I be in the circle, though, sometimes, you know? For Vogue
Night. Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Vogue Night, I went to. I love that, though. And then, so you have different features each time, too. Who was the last one that you did? I wasn't able to go, but who was the feature for the last one? It was a dance crew, I think? I know you've done Pulse, and then you did Vogue YYC. Yeah. And then is it like the part of the proceeds go to them too? Is that why they're like the feature?
Yeah, part of the proceeds go to them, and then anything that they're doing will promote the whole month. And yeah, we're just trying to connect different guilds within the movement communities together through music. And sometimes different groups will kind of, you know, come check out different parties, and yeah, just cycling through the best ones. Also, like, some groups party better than others. Not better, but like different, you know.
Yeah,
like, the parties hit different.
Yeah, that's very true. You had one where I think you had somebody from Miami or something perform. It was like his after party or something.
I think we had a group from Montreal that it was like they were performing, and this was the after party for that. But it was like Contemporary Calgary.
Yeah, in Calgary.
Was that like a different one?
No, it was like, yeah, a different one, because it was one really tall, like, guy. That's all I remember. And he was from like the States somewhere, like either LA or Miami. I have him on Insta somewhere, but I can't remember his name to find him. But I just thought that was a dope performance, because I got to see that. And like every time I go to a Soul Circus, there's something different. It's like same, but different. Where did I get that from? Cambodia. Yeah. Same, but different. So I feel like I can't wait to go to the next one. I'm trying to make my schedules to make sure that I'm in the city, because... Oof. Oh my gosh, would you do one in Lethbridge? Do you have like a network in Lethbridge?
I don't know many people in Lethbridge, no. But I would be open to doing it pretty much anywhere if there's like enough dancers or a vibe.
Well, I don't know about the dancing. I know that the music scene, I was like blown away. I was, you know, I was just like, holy crap, you guys are talented. So I just imagine that like there's probably dope dancers there too. But I don't know. I'll reach out. I'll reach out to Dai maybe. If you're listening. I would love to find out, because yeah, one in Lethbridge, I would definitely drive down for that. That'd be lit. Lit, lit. Sorry, that was my dance break. I'm done.
Hey. Okay. I saw that.
So we only have 10 minutes left. Is there anything that you want to plug? Is there anything that you want to like promote or say, other stuff that you do that I may have missed? Because I feel like I know I missed something. You do so much.
Oh yeah, you missed a big one. I'm a
graphic design, right?
No, I'm one of the DJs for T-Fanny.
Oh my God.
Hey.
And I totally forgot.
I'm also the DJ for K-Riz.
Ow. You're just the DJ for like the talent in the city. Jeez.
I mean, just the family I love the most.
It's so true though. You are my Milkinsis Calgary DJ. Anytime we got a gig out here, we're like Team Catfish and Tea, and we got tracks together. Yeah, and it's also my safe space. Yeah. Oh, I forgot that. But also, I forgot your graphic design. Like,
yeah, I dabble in the visual arts.
You dabble. Is there anything else that you'd want to plug at all? I know that we said already, obviously, DJ. How did I forget that? Because my mind, I'm in outer space, as you can see with the filter.
Man, I just plug all the people that I support, really.
Nasty G. Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what's Miguel's like freshly squeezed?
Friar Funk.
Freshly squeezed is Jamal. Jeez.
Yeah. B-side Radio.
Yes, B-side Radio, which is another shout out. Who else? I'm naming like all your connects. Z the Free. Livy.
Livy Skates. She's dope.
Livy Skates. Rubix. Fallen Wall. Yeah.
Plenty of humans. Of beautiful humans.
Yes. That's what I love though, is the connection of souls. Like even Yusi, like she was like my saving grace for a lot of Juno events during that week, you know, her and this guy named Rookie that I met from Saskatchewan, somewhere in Saskatchewan.
Sick.
Yeah. Just genuine dope human beings. I love it. I just love to see it. What do you have going on next?
Just try to keep the momentum rolling. Keep, gigs flowing.
Okay, bars.
Yeah, still making music. hopefully releasing some music.
Trying.
Yeah, we'll see. But I mean, having fun, playing lots.
Yeah. You're always doing something. You're always out in a
field. Questing for a quest.
Yeah, you're always questing. Literally. What do you do? Okay, if you do have downtime, here's the last question. If you do have downtime, what do you do on your downtime?
Oh. I mean, sleep, I guess.
That doesn't count. You have to sleep every day. Otherwise, I don't know. I couldn't think of a good like comeback at this moment in time. But otherwise, something bad will happen.
Yeah, that's a good question, I guess. Sometimes I feel like downtime. I need to... Sorry?
You don't have downtime, do you?
No, I mean, I do. It almost feels like I'm always... Not always on downtime, but like I'm just always on my own time, usually. So if I
wizard
need to...
Wizard timing.
yeah, sometimes I'm tired, but then I feel like making music will like pump me up. But then, you know, if working on music feels like work, then it maybe it'll kind of drain me. So it's kind of like, just depends on where I'm at. And then the down could be kind of, I guess, anything in some ways. Like I obviously like cooking, I guess, or just like cruising, you know, falling down on your favorite YouTube wormhole, or video games obviously are dope, but those ones are certain things for certain times, I think, too, where depending on the kind of downtime you need, it's like a physical downtime, it's like a mental downtime, if it's an emotional downtime, there's like certain things that I feel like are more helpful for me.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. I was going to say I read, but I really like your answer better, so I'll probably just use that in the future when people ask me. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, reading, I think, is definitely part of that. Just might be, for me, reading is a lot of times work, so that's, like, not, like, downtime for me. That would be, like, okay, I gotta grind on this book. Yeah. Whereas some people, it's, like, you turn your brain off, or it's more of, like, a rest thing. So it's, yeah, that's interesting.
I don't know. I guess I like, because I'm still trying to finish Cadence's book. So it's not like stuff that I'm learning, but I am learning through his experiences in this book, which is nice. From him being from Edmonton. So that's cool.
What have you learned so far?
That his studio was also in his bedroom. And that's okay. It's okay. And he started with all of the what we considered like weird beats back in the day, but really that's basically what like drill and garage, everything that we play right now, grime especially, like he was trying to rap on all of that stuff back in the day, but it was, to them it sounded like EDM, and then he was just like rapping on EDM beats. Yeah, it's funny, it's interesting. It's, yeah, it's just more so solidifying, like, do whatever the F you want to do.
Right.
Create. Just create. That's what that game taught me, too. Like, you kept telling me, like, just explore.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Basically, I don't know. That's what I heard. It's just explore. I was thinking way too much. It was fun.
Classic.
Well, thank you so much for spending your time with me and coming on to Tea Fanny Tuesdays. It is on CKXU 88.3 FM. Thank you so much. Bye.
OMG, how could I forget to plug the song that Catfish and I have together? It was Catfish and Fallen Wall on the beat, me and K-Riz on the vocals. So what other way to, you know, end out the episode? Happy Tuesday.
Are you guys ready? I was just looking around before. I'm ready now.
Question at the wizards, and we do this for fun. Sibling rivalry, you wish the one. We on the track together with that cheese on that bun. Adrenaline got me like this big go run. Catfish, what you saying though? I'm trying to rip a cord like a laser plug. Enough people in the room, but I'm still the one. I am that dragon in the dungeon. This says go, the D gotta go in. Doing so well, folks think I'm a weird. Part in the roses, bitch, you're still growing. Taking my flow, keeping compliments flowing. Yeah. Keeping compliments flowing. You talk about it, I be about it. I'm that bitch rapping out, I'm surrounded. If you get it twisted, don't get it clouded. I won't address it, cause I don't doubt it. My intuition is key. Follow it precisely. Please be so nicely. And it ain't pricey. It is within me, got both of my kidneys. I'm on top like Whitney, but won't let it sit me. My circle is lit, team even better. Squad is just tighter than ever. So when I advise, look in my eyes, we the whole top five. How the f*** you surprised? On my heels, I'm leveling up still. Got that S on my chest, cause I am the man of steel. They say I am the best, but I am just being real. And all is heartfelt, no hidden case, you know the deal. When that come through just slaying his guitar. You wouldn't even know he a superstar. A galaxy not far with the vibes that we on. Some jealous, but we all long, long gone. The big bang, where is that? Did that ever go out of style? Leaning all the way back. While I write a verse, that's fire. Undeniable, that's my name. Not versatile, yeah, that's my fame. Choke my name again, it's Diddy Lane. Fans still falling through the maze of the insane. Fans, I love all of y'all. Swear to Allah, y'all act so hard. See from time, we going far. See, twerking to my song. Oh my gosh. Question at the wizards and we do this for fun. Sibling rivalry, you wish to hunt. We on the track together with that cheese on that blunt. Adrenaline got me like this big, like a run.
I've been living this life, yo, I suffer for it. I've been on the outside when the rain is pouring. And I think the most high for another morning. I'm preparing my mind for what lies before me. Now I'm stumbling for blessing or whatever in front of me getting killed. They come for the kid on the pedestal, but I go for the head so I let it spill. Into my cup, but it overflow with red ink in my pen written by the poet. Signs of the times, these are the moments. Be a witness, keep your eyes open. On the road, I'll end up all broken. And I know nothing like walking in your own light. Move through by faith, not my own sight. But it's on sight. Yeah.